Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you're in? Okay, let me get Jessica on. Hold on, let's see. Okay, hold on. But you're not, hold on, I've got to get you in the queue and opened up. Here we go. All right, now Jessica, talk. Can anybody hear Jessica?
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say,
can you hear you?
It's all right.
But I might, because I can't talk to you guys, because I'm constantly muted, because if I go out of this, the show is running, so I can't get...
Here comes the sun,
crazy.
It's all right.
Which is probably more expensive. I can't believe we're having a problem. The only thing it can be is wiring.
Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm Dr. Ginny, and we have a roundtable tonight, and I have a co-host tonight, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening. I want to welcome our co-host who's sitting in for tonight, who usually sits in on does the Wednesday night show every Wednesday night. We co-host another radio show, so welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. Glad to be here tonight.
Really glad to have you tonight. Hey, and we've got Susie Q on the line, and we also have, hey, it's Reverend Jay. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Oh, hello, Jessica. Hello, Jenny. And hello, Reverend Susie B.
Woo! Hello. We're so happy everybody's here. And I think we're going to have Kelly moderating the chat room
tonight. Awesome.
So it's going to be a very good night. Now, how is our sound this evening? Because we've had some trouble with that.
It's good.
So I'm not echoing this evening?
No.
All right. So maybe we actually
don't hear
it.
You don't hear two Dr. Ginny's.
Yay. I think it was very frustrating last week because people kept hearing me and they actually started hanging up. The queue was full.
Right.
And then bam, 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 they started dropping off, and that's understandable.
Well, I think it was just too much, too crazy.
Too much. Yeah, too crazy. And so we're going to make sure now that we've maybe got this technical thing worked out, it'll be more pleasant for everybody. Well, here's the great thing, because it is free reading Sunday, and we're going to do the round table tonight.
And that's great. I've never participated in that.
It's so much fun, because what happens is a caller, when they call in, and if you'd like to get a reading tonight, the number to call in is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679.
0882.
See, this is a team effort. And when you call in, you're not only going to be able to get a reading from myself, but also from Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie B.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of nice. It's nice because you get a different, you know, we all connect with our spirit guides or our angels or our archangels, and all of us connect a little bit differently. And it's so cool because you never know what kind of information.
Well, that's what
I
love to hear, all you guys. And I actually have listened from home before.
Have
yes,
you?
I have. I actually called in.
You did.
I did.
I know you did.
With my
I
top
know.
Secret name.
Yes. What was it?
Jennifer. It was a little different. It was Jennifer, but it was a great reading, and I really enjoyed it. And I was in the queue for a long time, though.
Yeah, that was, I think, on our first show or second
yes.
show, we had a lot of
it
callers.
It was a very, very busy, yeah. and
we
I'm
had
going,
so many callers.
I don't want to hang on for so long.
Can you do that again, please? Well, I want everyone to know that tonight we're also going to be talking about crystal healing or healing crystals, depending on how you look at it. And that's a really interesting topic only because I know Jessica and I have been exposed to crystals for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We've both been very drawn to them. And I use them at the Chakra Healing Center. And I know that Jessica has had an opportunity to see and feel the magnitude of a crystal. And tonight I'm actually going to do something that's pretty cool that Jessica doesn't even know about.
Really?
Surprise, yes, and
ooh,
you're going to like it a lot.
Surprise
it's
Sunday.
Cool. It's not only free reading Sunday, it's Surprise Sunday too, yay! All right, so now what I want to know is, Reverend Jay, how are you doing?
I just got done. I happen to be like a chef, and I made some homemade spaghetti sauce and I had like the best dinner ever, so I'm fat and happy and fat. And,
that works. And,
yes.
And Reverend Susie B, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Yes, I am.
No homemade spaghetti sauce for you?
No, it was just a sandwich for me. I didn't get to go to Jay's.
Well, see, now I will share, before we get to the readings, very briefly, I will tell you that Jessica and I took Jay's advice on the Orient
Buffet. Oh, my gosh.
Buffet. Mm-hmm. It was called Super Orient Buffet, I think it is. And we went there yesterday.
I didn't eat any dinner last night. I was so full. I was full till probably, I don't know, till this morning.
Till this morning when you woke
up.
I had a little indigestion this morning. That's because it was so good.
It was really good.
And we ate so much. And it was...
Well, the price was great. We walked in, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And plus, they have the Mongolian buffet, too.
Right, which I
love.
But,
you know, but you know what the problem with the buffet, and I was telling you while we were sitting there, I eat really fast because I feel like I have to eat everything.
Everything. You want to taste everything, right?
And that's
I know.
Just crazy because then you feel like throwing up by the time you leave.
When we left there, well, go ahead, Reverend Jay.
I can eat at the buffet and eat. I can do like 6 or 8 platefuls and feel, you know, as long as I got something to drink, like a soda, or I can just be there all day.
But, you know, I do believe, I wonder if they've ever kicked anyone out. Like, okay, so you've been here for 8 hours.
Well, they can't. It's an unlimited buffet, so you could spend your whole day there.
That's the question. Is there truly a limit to an unlimited buffet?
I think they look at you like, come on.
Well, I thought they were all magic anyway, because I never saw them refill anything, yet it magically got refilled, and I couldn't figure out how.
It was an amazing buffet, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
the food.
The size, the quantity, the quality. You know, you can have quantity and not have quality, and then it's not so good, but the quality was there, right?
It was good, and they had the whole crab leg thing, which we didn't do, but
like,
wow, that's an awesome addition. You don't normally see that in a buffet.
No, and not as this place was so clean. Like,
yes.
My daughter had just literally, and I mean this, we had just come from Dillard's, where my daughter had gotten the cutest pair of shoes off the clearance rack for $10. She was so excited. So she put them on in the car when we went into the restaurant. And I thought this was interesting because when we got outside, we were saying, it's so clean. It was so nice. And she said, Mom, look at the bottom of my shoes. They were so clean. She said, normally you don't see that when you come out of
a
restaurant.
Right, right. Especially
you know?
A buffet because people are spilling stuff and it's just messy.
All over the place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like little cleaning ninjas.
Little elves.
It was amazing to me. Anyway, Jay, good call. Thank you for that. We thoroughly enjoyed it. So,
yay, kudos. I'm a restaurant expert, too.
You are.
You're not just a chef, but a restaurant expert. Now we just got to get Susie down here to go, and then it'll be like
a
trifecta.
Party.
It'll be a party. It'll be a good time. Exactly. Well, you know what I think we should do?
Go to the first caller.
Let's
see,
do that.
You're more intuitive than I am, Jay. I'm always like, what? What are we supposed to do?
All right. We're going to go ahead and take the first caller right now, and that caller is calling in from area code 610 with a prefix of 442. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Sandy here.
Hi, Sandy. Well, you're welcome, and I'm so glad that you were able to get through. Where are you calling from this evening?
I am calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, all righty. And how can our roundtable of psychics help you tonight?
First of all, I just wanted to say that tune song thing that we're doing on the air was really cute. First of all.
Oh, thank you. Here Comes the Sun. Yes. Yeah, thank you. That's a remake of an original Beatles song. We're not allowed to actually play the original, but
yeah.
It's as close as it could be without it being a copyright infringement.
Yeah, I thought I knew that song, but I love the Beatles. They're so, you know, themselves. They're saying with such
right. Fashion
and, you know, such day-to-day things that happen in life. So I thought I knew the song, but I just wasn't sure. But it was really nice. It was
mm-hmm.
a nice touch.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Thank
yeah,
you. So how can we help you tonight?
I wanted to ask a question concerning real estate. I recently put my house up for sale again. Because things didn't work out with the first realtor, so he wasn't really doing much. So I'm trying with someone that was recommended. It's a woman. And
mm-hmm.
she is with a company that's called Remax Realty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, she came by and everything was very thorough, even pricing the home. She did very good analysis and putting up the sign. And, you know, she did a lot of things that I didn't know had to be done because the other guy didn't do it.
Mm.
So,
understood,
anyway.
Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as you see my house selling.
Mm-hmm. The house that you're in right now, is it a single or a two-story?
It's a two-story, but it's also a two-unit.
Two units, okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why I asked that, because it was odd. I couldn't understand. I kept thinking, okay, it's a single story, and they kept saying, no, it's a two-story. But I was getting that you only used one story, so I was very confused, and so thank you for clearing that up for me. Now, this is the thing that I'm going to tell you that I'm getting right now. I'm feeling that the original – did you know the original realtor prior to hiring them?
Not much. It was recommended.
Not much? Okay. It was recommended by somebody else who knew him or had used him?
No, they work with him. They never...
Okay. Here's the reason why. What I'm getting is that he lacked an incredible amount of professionalism and did not do the things that he said he was going to do. As a matter of fact, didn't even promise you all that much, but then never delivered on anything that he did promise. And I'm being shown that you did the right thing to move on. Now, this new realtor... I get a really good feel about the new realtor. Did the new realtor ask you to lower the price at all?
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not by
okay.
a lot, but a little bit.
That's okay. No, I feel that what she asked you to lower it to was correct, but you'll still have to go down a little bit more. This is my take
mm-hmm.
on it,
mm-hmm.
but that I do see a sale will come. Now, what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to ask Reverend Jay to see what his spirit guides are showing him regarding this house sale and the realtor. Reverend Jay?
Hey, it is Reverend Jay, and I've got plenty to say. I'm sorry about the rhyme. I got similar to what Dr. Jenny said, I got that you're going to have to be a little versatile. that as soon as you said REMAX, I got a bang. Yeah, you're in good hands. I got that you're on the right path, and you know, as Dr. Jenny said, you might have to lower the price. I didn't get that, but what I got was be versatile, because you know, if you come down a few $100 or $500 or whatever, just remember you're getting a sale. So I think that you have to keep your eyes on the target, and that's that you want the property sold. And then I got be versatile. So if there's some number playing at the end, you know, play numbers. You know, say, well, you know, if we keep it at this price, I'll include, you know, I don't know if REMAX does it, but they have insurance for new home buyers that, you know, will cover them for the first year if anything breaks. You know, so you could do something like that, and if they don't want, if they want a lower price, then you can remove that. You know, so there's a couple of ways you can play the game and just be versatile. And I see that, you know, you're being watched over, and I get a good vibe with the REMAX.
Well, were you picking up any time frame? I mean, any one of you guys picking up a time frame?
I'm going to pass
it to Jenny. I'm getting it's going to be more than 3 months.
But maybe 6 months,
like,
you think?
I'm getting it's more than 3 months is what I'm seeing.
Oh, you think it'll be 6 months then?
I can't see any further than the 3 months.
Okay.
So expect at least 3 months, you know, because at this time of the year, you're coming into the holiday season, and everybody starts focusing on that, and it's really been my experience that you don't get too much action.
Right. I've been living here 12 years, and I bought this house in October. So, you know, sales in the fall.
Yeah. I know.
I did.
Go ahead, Susie.
I did ask the angel within three months, and the answer was no.
I'm getting roughly about two and a half. So I think we're pretty close on our timing there. You know, no one's ever going to get the exact day or the exact week. If we can get it within a six-week period of time, that's really good, because for angels, that could be 10-year span, you know. So literally the snap of a finger. And so it's hard to get exact timing, but I feel confident in what Reverend Susie B. saying and what Reverend J. saying and what I'm seeing, that by the holidays, you're good to go.
Cool, because like I said, do you think there will be like a few offers, that it's not just going to be one person, or...?
I feel like there's going to be more than one offer, but only one valid offer. Because, you know, you can get an offer, but in order for it to be valid, they have to have the money to back it up, right? So that's the only thing that
credit.
I'm a little bit concerned about. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I won't, you know, I'm not trying to deal with a serious company at Raymond. Because this lady, even though she seems like a bit, I don't know, I don't want to use the word authoritarian, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that.
So,
I understand that a lot.
But I had to do
it
because that guy was hoping that everything, he puts it on the Internet, and the Internet had to do everything, basically. When the people, two people came to see the property, he never gave me any feedback, never.
No, and see, that's unprofessional. Normally a realtor will call you up and say, client number one, they liked the property, however, it was too small, too big, didn't like the location, too far from the job, etc. You want the feedback, because when you get feedback, you know two things. Number one, you know that the realtor is communicating well with their client. And number two, if there's something that you can change, maybe something that you'd overlook, via the feedback, you can make it better. So what I'm going to say to you is I already hear Reverend Jay is like ready to shoot this out, because I know Reverend Jay. And correct me if I'm wrong, Reverend Jay, don't give a second thought about having to let the other realtor go, because you don't want to waste another ounce of energy
that. I did, and the thing is
just
that he
move
gave me a very hard time took it out of a contract. Because these new realtors, they were not going to do anything until they got the green light that, you know, I got an email confirmation that I'm out of a contract, because then they would be liable. So I had the hardest time. It took me a little over 2 weeks. Even she called him. You know, I was calling the office. I was calling his father, but they were all very unprofessional. So,
Of course.
And I told the secretary, if it comes to me going to the board for realtors, I'll do it. So,
Well,
that wasn't my right.
You have to stand up for your own right, and I think you're doing the right thing. I would also suggest that you make sure you keep a paper trail of everything that's gone on and everything that will happen in the future, that it's all on, you know, you've got all the emails, all the times you tried to contact him, all the times, you know, he didn't respond to emails. I think that's really important. So definitely you want to do that, okay? And we're going to be talking about crystals a little bit later. And one of the things that I want to tell you, I do two things when I want to sell a house, okay? The one is I always take a statue of St. Joseph. I bury him upside down, okay, with his feet facing the front door. So he's upside down, feet facing the front door. And then when you sell the home, you must remove him and give him a place of honor in your new home. Okay, that's very critical. You cannot leave him in the ground, okay? The other thing, do that. And the other one that's really good for that is either one or the other, either moss agate or amethyst, a piece of amethyst stone. You can also use that, and that's supposed to actually help with the sale of a home. So you can use either one of those two.
In front of my house also?
No, that you actually will place inside the home facing the front door somewhere so that when they walk in, that stone is facing them. It fills them with a positive energy. So that's a good, and that's what you want. You want the house to have positive energy.
Okay, that sounds very good.
All right, wonderful. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
No problem.
Thank you. God bless. Good night now. And I know she's still on the line. Did anybody have anything else to add to that?
Have you ever heard of the crystal that's called andrahydrite? It's like A-N.
I have not.
It's sometimes called the angel-like crystal. And
okay.
It's a really interesting crystal, since we're going to talk about crystals tonight. And it calls the angels in. And so it's one that you might think about. You know, if you want to cleanse your home or you want to bring harmony into your home, because it also brings oneness to the universe. And it's actually spelled A-N-H-Y-D-R-I-T-E. So it's
okay, yes. That I'm familiar with.
Okay. But
go ahead.
One thing I don't like about crystals is I'm not good at pronunciation, and they all have these, like, bizarre names.
No, they actually do, but
so how do you say that? Anhydrite?
Anhydrite is how. Yeah,
because I wrote it down.
Oh, good. See,
yes,
there you go. It is. It's all supposed to be good for physical strength and stamina. It's supposed to help if you get swelling or retain water.
What color is that stone?
It's kind of like a green, like a very light green, almost like a mossy green. As a matter of fact, I've got a crystal book here. Here, take a look. There you go.
Oh, interesting. Pretty.
Yeah.
It's kind of quartzy looking with gray and green. Hmm.
Yeah. But it's not a dark, dark green. It's kind of a mint green color, if you were to describe it that way. But that's a good point, Jay. Now, I had not heard that that was the stone for calling angels.
Oh, it also, it's also a calming stone, too, so it brings, at least my understanding of the crystal is that it brings in the oneness of the universe. So it's really, I heard that it's a really strong angel caller, you know.
Fantastic.
So
everyone hear that. The spelling is A-N-H-Y-D-R-I-T-E. And this is a kind of a tubular crystal. And with what Reverend Jay just said, it helps when you're calling your angels closer to you. So that's always a good thing to have, right?
Yeah. Definitely, I think it's a cool crystal. And I don't know about you, but I live in North Carolina, and so here we have a lot of stone shops or crystal shops, and
right.
Like I love to go in, and I feel like my hand is this magic wand, and I just wave my hand over thousands of crystals. And then,
oh no, that's right.
Yeah, so when it hits me, it's like a charge, and so I don't actually look for a specific crystal to begin with, and then once I find a crystal that is really resonates with me, then I find out what the meaning is and why it is attracted to me.
Which is exactly the way anyone should ever pick out a good crystal. Jessica helps me do a lot of the chakra healings on weekends at the Child Therapy Center because sometimes it takes two.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, especially if somebody's got something major going on. And we work with crystals and Tibetan bowls, but we also use crystal points. And what we'll do is we'll put the crystal in, you know, on one of the seven chakras. And then we'll put the crystal points surrounding, pointing towards the crystal. So, for instance, if we're working with love and the heart chakra, we might be working with rose quartz, which we'll talk about in a minute. But then we'll put the quartz points surrounding it. And I can tell you that Jessica and I have been to so many shops, mineral shops, yeah. And also the gem and mineral lapidary shows. We attend those every single time they come around. And the two of us stand there, and we wait for the crystals to call out to us. And what you said, Jay, Reverend Jay, is exactly right. We do that every time, don't we, Jessica? Yeah, we hold our hands, and we're like, no, this one, no, this one. And we just, they call out to you. And I had said I was going to do something, so hold on here. Let me do this. Jessica, I'm going to have you put both your hands in front of you, kind of like this. She has her palms up towards the sky, two of them. Okay, I want you to hold them apart by about a foot. Okay, that's good. Now I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to hold your head up so it's looking up so that you can't cheat. Okay, not that you would. Okay, now I'm not going to
cheat. No.
No. Okay, now for the purpose of everybody who's listening, I want to prove to you how effective a quartz. Okay, I want to prove to you how she just opened her eyes. So, okay, you got to keep your eyes closed. You did. You got to really
okay.
Keep them closed. I'm going to ask you to look up so that you can't even act. Because I know it's tempting to
my
open.
My eyes can open,
okay.
But I will not open them.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the quartz over one of her hands, okay? And the quartz point will actually create an energy over her hand. And I don't want her to answer yet as to which one it is, but I am going to tell you it really will create a tingling, an energy, just a feeling. And Jessica, I'm going to ask you, which hand do you think I'm holding it over?
My left hand.
Now open your eyes.
Wow. And I felt
that
right away.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, as soon as you put it over it, I could feel it.
This is a wonderful example of when
yeah,
somebody
really
comes in.
One.
Yeah,
yeah,
is this a really strong one? This is one I, you know, I create kind of like a cage in my office
mm-hmm.
and in my home in the studio, as you know, and I use five different kinds of crystal points to make sure that after I do a saging and a blessing, and then I put these up just because you know I'm in a job
yes,
where
you
sometimes
are.
You get a lot
I
of negative
in my
energy
home too.
Yes, I know. We
mm-hmm.
did your entire house. We cleansed your house. But it's amazing how you can feel the energy with
it's
your
amazing,
eyes closed. It's
amazing because it's like a vibration almost.
It's perfect way
mm-hmm.
to describe it. And that's what you feel. So, like, when you go to these gem and mineral shops and you're looking for a crystal, like Reverend Jay just said, you know, put your hand out and all of a sudden one of them will call out to you. And sometimes a crystal will call out to you, and you won't even know why.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what it's used for. So there's two things you can do. You can bring a crystal book with you, which I always highly recommend having one with you because you never know when you're going to run into some, you know, out-of-the-way place that sells crystals or gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always great to have them. But, you know, it doesn't matter if you have the book or not. If that crystal's calling out to you, they're not terribly expensive.
Most of them are not. Some of the larger crystals were.
Well, yeah, the large, you know, like the ones you can sleep in, you probably.
The cave, the crystal cave.
We can't
cave.
Afford the crystal amethyst crystal cave. But they're really inexpensive. And so if it's calling out to you, there's a reason that you're supposed to have that crystal. And I would suggest, if it's within your price range, that you purchase that crystal.
go home, look it up if you don't have your crystal book with you. But we've done this. I mean, there have been times. Matter of fact, we have a piece of calcite over here. Do you remember?
I remember that.
Jessica and I were at a gem and mineral shop out in Kissimmee, and we saw a piece of calcite. And it was just, I don't know what it was about it, that we both just
I just
stopped.
Loved it. I just love holding it. It just makes me feel, I don't know, nice.
Yes. Well, not only that, it just, it made you, yeah, nice would be
well,
a good way to
peaceful,
put it.
Well, it's peaceful, you know.
Mm-hmm. It just, it called out to her, and she said, check this out. I said, I know, it's absolutely beautiful. And it has a lot of healing qualities. It's considered the feel-better stone.
Okay.
And they say it's useful for studying and for teaching. It's great for people who want to get an idea of the bigger picture. When you hold that stone, in particularly, we both like the orange one.
Yes.
It's a golden orange. It almost looks like a...
It looks like you could eat it.
Like, yeah, we always get very hungry when we look at it. Because I said, I have to get one. These are we both were like, okay. But what they're really good for is if you have pancreas or a spleen issue or even a kidney issue, it helps your bones to grow stronger so and to help retain the calcium.
Hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of people sit there and say, you know, okay, these are stones, okay? You're just
right.
holding them. But I want you all to think back to probably – 5,000 years ago. And when I say probably, that's not, I'm not guessing. It goes all the way back. The actual aging of crystals and the first written things that they could find of crystals was close to 5,000 years ago. That's literally how long crystals have been around and how long people have been using crystals. We read about it in Chinese texts, for example. They used it for traditional medicine. And in the Bible, I know they say there's 200 references to crystals. Now, I only found four, but, you know, I'm sure there's more that I didn't see. But they've been around the world, and they find them in prehistoric graves of all different kinds of cultures. And they use these because of their healing powers. So now sometimes they'll just use the natural stone which with the crystal points, and those points themselves are where the energy radiates out of. So sometimes you want it pointed towards you. Sometimes you want to draw energy out of you. So there's a lot to crystal healing, but there's so much that you can do. So that particular stone, that calcite that you like so much, it's also good for calming and for feeling good emotions and to creating almost like a yin-yang balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it
and
did
that
for
that.
Me as soon as I picked it up.
Well, right, because you said it just calmed
it
you.
Just and it just made me feel just so nice.
It says that it helps stress.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So
I need to load my pockets up with them.
And pray you don't go for a swim.
That's right.
The crystals are pretty amazing, and the more you learn about them, the more you want to learn about them.
It's interesting. And it's all so interesting.
I have had people sit, as you know, in the cha therapy, sit in the chair in the therapy room, which is a very – that room has, like, incredible energy, right? And they're sitting there, and I'm playing the Tibetan bowls. And sometimes, depending on whatever their need is, I will have them, I'll ask them, can you hold on to this for me?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, just hold it. And I say, yeah, just hold it. If you want to rub it, you can, or just hold it in your hand. Or if you want to just kind of lay it against your chest, that'd be fine too. And we're talking, and all of a sudden you see their stress levels go all the way down, right? And it's just like, it's better than Xanax, honestly, truly. I've seen it.
And it's natural. It's part of the earth.
And it's not addictive.
Right.
Except it's a wonderful feeling.
You can't
you
eat
might
it.
Want to have that. And you can't eat it. So there you go. It's a good thing.
Calorie free.
Yay. All righty. So I know what we should do now. We should go ahead and take another caller. Are my readers ready?
Well, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here we go. I do not know who this person is. I know they're calling in from Skype, so I'm going to ask you to go ahead and say hello.
Hi, how are you? Great show.
Thank you so much. What's your first name?
Doreen.
Doreen, welcome to the show, Doreen. I'm so glad you're calling. What part of the country are you calling from?
I am calling from the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And first of all, how did you find us tonight?
On Blog Talk, I've been surfing, then I came up on and something I was drawn, so I said, okay, this is it, let me listen to this one.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad that you tuned in to us tonight, and I say there's never any accidents, so there's a reason why you were guided in this direction. Now, how can we help you tonight?
I am I know that I am going through a shift. I'm getting the urge to move. Not mm-hmm. sure where. I'm concerned okay. about my career. So I guess, I don't know, I'm torn, if that makes sense.
I understand. I'm going to say to you, the first thing I want to say is I'm being guided towards Reverend Susie B. right now. So I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. to address this first, because I'm being told her spirit guides are already in communication with her regarding this. Reverend Susie B., what can you tell our caller right now?
Yes, the first thing I got are options. Consider the career possibilities that are open for you. You have more options that are available to you than you even realize. That's why this message is coming for you today. While you may feel limited in your career choices, the angels are coming forth to remind you that the possibilities are unlimited. They promise that time, money, knowledge, opportunity, and other favors that you need are very much open to you. So this message urges you to think out of the box and be open-minded with respect to your options. Does this make sense to you?
It does. For some reason, I am drawn to places that start with the letter C. And I've been doing a lot of research, and I'm like, okay, I think I have an idea why, but then I think I'm questioning myself.
Have you ever had a thought about beginning a self-employment venture on a part-time basis while you try to, you know, do some other kind of work? Has that ever?
No, that has not crossed my mind. I know that my desire is to help, whatever it is, in a humanitarian way. I know that. And my job now has nothing to do with that. So.
Okay, well, the message that I'm getting is that we really need to pause for a minute and ask the angels, please guide and please give this caller a clear signs and guidance about her options related to her divine life mission and a career that makes her heart sing with joy. Then notice intuitive feelings and ideas that try to be open to this message. And receiving what clear signs they're giving you. And by clear signs, you'll find them in many different ways, through other people, through just maybe an item sitting in front of you to guide you to where you're supposed to be. It's just so important, very, very important that you're happy with what you do. So be open to be drawn to what it is that's going to take you to that level of where you want to be to help people.
Okay, perfect. Very good. And I'm going to now ask Reverend Jay what his spirit guides are showing him regarding this situation.
Hi, Doreen. Are you having a health problem?
No, I am not. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Are you having an inner crisis problem?
I think I'm going through a turmoil because I think I'm at that crossroad where I know that I'm supposed to be doing something. I just don't know what it is. So maybe that's the inner turmoil that you're picking up.
That's it, because I just got I get like these shivers when something comes through, and I got that you're having that this issue is causing you, it can cause you health problems, I guess, or that you're having an inner crisis kind of feeling. Did you get into some at work? Is everything coherent at work, or did you have a problem with somebody at work recently?
No, my company is just going through a reorg.
Could you say that again?
So my company is going through a reorg, so I don't know if that's what you're picking up on.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, yeah, I kind of, what I'm getting, and I'm getting it pretty strong, is that, you know, you have opportunity, and you need to honor your feelings and trust them, and you need to make a commitment to what you really want. So you might want to try to do, like, a pro and con list. You know, why I want this and why I don't want this, and see, you know, why you're tending to go in one direction, and if you're making the decision, you know, where it honors you in your highest interest. So,
okay.
And I don't want you to, I don't want you to start freaking out. I want you to remain calm and grounded. I don't know if you've ever heard our show before, but we tell people to ground and be like a tree, and just imagine yourself as a tree and put your roots, send roots into the ground deep and wide, and just say that to yourself. I put roots into the ground deep and wide, and no matter which way the wind blows, I only will bend. And this will allow you to make your choice in a sound decision. And I don't want you to be in that fluttering state where you flop like a fish, you know, where I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Not that you're doing that, but, you know, you're doing it a little bit, and it can get worse. Maybe that's my message, is that, you know, don't let this affect your health. Be sound in your decision. Be, you know, grounded in your choice, and trust yourself, because, you know, you know that you're pretty reliable, and, you know, your decisions are pretty good. So,
okay.
You know, don't have that fear or that. Just make a commitment, and you really will, I feel like you're going to do well, whatever you choose.
Okay. Great.
Great. And can I ask you a question, Doreen, because I was getting something really strong, and I just want to touch base on this. I feel like you want to go very much in a spiritual direction, and that you almost feel like you have a really strong spiritual calling at this point in time in your life. Is that true?
You're 100% correct, yes.
Okay. And when you said you felt you kept getting the letter C, I'm not so sure it wasn't California. Has that crossed your mind?
Actually, no. As a matter of fact, I just came back from California because I thought that was it. And I went there, and I just didn't feel the connection. For whatever reason,
okay.
I'm getting pulled to Colorado, Canada.
Colorado, Arizona area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
okay.
I love the mountains. So I'm thinking maybe that's what it is. I just the mountains, mm-hmm. they're just beautiful.
Well, the thing that I'm getting is that this is a spiritual journey that you're expected to go on, and you need to do this because I feel almost as if, you know, I know you said that you've reached that point. It's time for you to start giving back, right? And you feel like you've got something of value, but you're not quite sure what that value is. Is that correct as well?
Correct, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm sensing that. And what I'm going to tell you is you need to start now going on, and I'm going to call it a spiritual journey, a new age journey. I want you to start really getting yourself deep into a lot of the different thought processes that you just scratched the surface on, because I see that you're ready to take a bump up to another higher level of consciousness. It's just that you're not there yet because you haven't completely embraced it. You know, it's kind of like, and this is going to sound weird, but I think in a way you'll get it. It's like going out and hugging a tree and telling the tree that you love it.
I know that a lot of people connect with nature. I happen to be one of them. And I would go out and hug a tree and tell it I loved it. But I bet you're not quite there yet. Do you know what I mean?
That is correct. Yes, that is true.
Okay. Okay. And I know it sounds like an odd thing to do, but I promise you, if you would immerse yourself in this and what interests you and not just scratch the surface, you will be guided by your angels in the right direction, because I see that's happening. I see that you know, it's like starting to awaken in you. And as Reverend Jay has mentioned on many occasions, you know, we're coming into the age of Aquarius. We're coming into a higher level of consciousness throughout the world. This is what's happening now. And as we get closer to the Mayan calendar dates, that's one of the big changes that are going to be taking place. Not in a negative way, but in a humongous, I don't even know, is that a correct word, humongous? Can we still use that? Is that a word? I don't know if it's one of my words that I make up.
I think
up,
that's a nice made-up word.
I think it is. So, like, it's going to be a nice made-up word, but it's going to be a humongous change. It's going to be something that's going to be so positive, in such a positive way. But I'm telling you, instead of just scratching the surface, I need you to start going into depth, because there is a direction you're supposed to go. I'm not being shown what it is. And it's not because they don't know, it's because they need you to find that direction. They're guiding you, but you have to find it. Otherwise, the discovery that you need to make, that awe, that light bulb moment, won't happen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Does this all make sense to you?
It is making a lot of sense, because I've started meditating. I'm just trying to find whatever it is. And I find myself drifting away from my friends a little bit that doesn't understand what I'm going through, and trying to embrace people that have my thought process.
And that's already the beginning. And every single one of us on this phone right now, Reverend Jay, Reverend Susie, Jessica, and myself, have gone through that process already. Am I right, everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Reverend Jay?
Yes.
And Susie. Okay. Reverend Susie, Go ahead, Reverend Jay, you were saying?
I was muted. I'm sorry about that. Yes, I agree. And I want to tell you, when you said Colorado, I get like these shiver things for confirmation. And boy, and even now when I'm saying it, Colorado is making me shiver. So you definitely need to check that out.
Absolutely. Great. Absolutely. So has this been helpful, Lorraine?
Well, actually, I was actually getting, I don't know if you've ever considered this, but I was getting Sedona, Arizona. It's not a sea, but I definitely feel that.
I've never been there, but I was in a meditation group today, and one of the ladies, she just came back from there, and she was talking about it, and I said, you know what, maybe I'll make that a vacation over the holidays. Just go there for a couple of days and see if I have that connection.
Yes, I'm picking that up for you.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Well, thank
Wonderful.
You guys so much, and be blessed, and I really, really appreciate it, and I will keep you posted.
Please do. God bless.
Okay,
have a wonderful
good.
Evening.
You too.
Bye-bye
thank
now.
You.
What a delightful caller.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And I think everybody kind of felt the same thing. And that's one thing that I really do want to just very, for just one second here, address. Every single one of us has gone through that, where we started to surround ourselves with people who were like thinking, you know, because there are some people that just, They don't get it, no. No. And Susie, I know you've been through that, haven't you?
Yes.
And I know you don't want to talk much about it. I can tell. Reverend Jay?
Well, when you say they don't get it, you sure are right on.
You got to get him out of the mountain.
I'm telling you, we got to send him a life preserver, because he is...
He kind of has that accent now, huh?
He does. I'm afraid he's going to fall down a well, though, because... You know. Okay, we're having fun with you. Okay, tell you what, we're going to do a short commercial break, just a short one, because we got to tell people how they could get a hold of you all, because they're loving your readings. So, right, Jessica?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You know, you want to talk to them outside of the show.
Absolutely.
And get more than a two-minute reading.
Right. This way you all can do an in-depth one-year-long reading for them. So they know what they're going to expect and can't expect and why they're going in the direction they're going. We'll be back in just two.
At the Network of Christian Psychics, our spiritual advisors believe in God and understand that sometimes a reading might look scary. Because we interpret messages that come to us from the angels, we can help to guide you along the path of your life. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or even just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. And if you log in the next 24 hours, you'll receive 3 free minutes on your first call. That's 3 free minutes on your first call. So log in to www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's networkofchristianpsychics.com. A special congratulations to the Network of Christian Psychics for being voted Best Online Psychic Network by NAPS, the National Association of Psychics and Spiritualists. If you'd like to speak to an advisor at the Network of Christian Psychics, please log on to their website at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.
And you're back with the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm Dr. Ginny. I've got Reverend Jay. I've got Reverend Susie B. And I've got my co-host Jessica tonight. And we're having a great time giving readings. And I think if somebody wants to get a reading tonight, they need to dial into our number here at
323-679-0882. That's the only part that I know.
I know. If you asked Jessica the entire number, she would
know
it. Neither would I.
I
only know the first 6 numbers. So if you want to get a reading, maybe a spirit guide reading or an angel guided reading, give us a call. We'll be happy to do that. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller right now in the queue. And this caller is calling in from, it looks like, 917 with a prefix of 797. Hi, and welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing quite wonderful. Thank you. And yourself?
Good. My name's Donna. I'm a first-time listener, and I wanted
Donna,
to
welcome.
Call in. Thank you. I just need a little bit of guidance in regards to love and relationship.
Okay, Donna. Let me ask you this question. What part of the country are you calling from? New York?
I'm in New York. Mm-hmm.
New York,
accent,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, well, it was the accent, but also the 917 started to give it away, too, because I knew the number. So, you know, that's not a psychic thing. That's just because I know I have clients all over the country, and I see their numbers. I'm going to tell you that the first thing I want to tell you is that I feel like a tummy distress in you. Like, has your stomach been kind of irritated lately, like nerves, anxious kind of?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. I'm sensing that. I'm feeling it, and that's why I'm mentioning it. Normally I don't, but the reason why I'm mentioning it is because I feel like it's I don't even know how to put this, but I'm just going to say it's kind of giving you the runs a little bit. So I need you to get out of that stressful situation. You know what I'm talking about. And the one of the reasons why I want to tell you this is things are not going to turn out the way you think. You kind of geared yourself up for certain things to turn out in a bad way. Like you're ready for that to happen. You're waiting for that other shoe to drop. You're so sure it's going to happen. And I'm telling you, the angels are saying it's not going to happen the way you think it is. So I need you to take a deep, deep, giant, deep breath and take a big step back and say, wait a second, I think I've called this situation all wrong because this is not going to turn out negatively the way I thought. That's the first thing that's coming to me that I just had to put out there. And now I'm going to pass it over to Reverend Jay because the angels are telling me to.
Okay.
But I needed to say that right from the get-go. Go ahead, Reverend Jay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Reverend J, Reverend, I think we have maybe lost Reverend J. I can just see his call has
he's
dropped.
He's probably eating his spaghetti now.
He's probably eating his spaghetti. So I will now turn it over to Reverend Susie B, and Reverend J will be calling back in because he always does when a call drops like that, and I apologize.
Oh,
Reverend Susie B, what are you getting?
Okay, I'm actually getting the wedding card, and this situation involves marriage, but it may not necessarily mean a wedding of your own. It could mean a wedding for somebody else that you may know. A marriage plays a role that is playing a role that is the answer to your question. For some people, this card could validate that you will get married and ask you to keep the faith and continue enjoying your life without worry about your future marital status. This also...
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
This card signals also that you might meet a significant other at an upcoming wedding or experience something that will lead you to a new romance through this. There's a wedding connected to something that, you know, someone that you may meet. That's what I'm getting. Either that or it could actually be having to do with your own parents' marriage. Maybe an anniversary party or something like that.
Maybe. I mean, my parents are divorced, but my father's been remarried for quite a while, so that's possible.
Okay.
Or it could also be a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend that's waiting for her boyfriend to pop the question, so that maybe that's going to happen soon.
Yes. Okay.
Beautiful.
Is there an issue that you may have that you feel like, you know, maybe your heart needs some healing on from a past relationship?
Yeah, I haven't exactly had a lot of good luck with relationships. So that's a definite. I've been seeing someone on and off for almost 2 years, and I'm just not sure. I don't know if that's what might have been being spoken about before. You know, I'm like waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for it to go, like, you know, bad. I guess I kind of, I don't know if I should walk away, stay. I really don't know what to do.
Are you leaving your heart open to the willingness to love, or do you feel like this is not really the right relationship for you?
No, I'm leaving my heart open. I do feel when this person and I are together, it's just like we know each other's thoughts. We finish each other's sentences. I can feel when he's going to call. It's, you know, I feel very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe you need to remain open to the possibilities of the love to progress in this relationship.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't have my life on hold, you know, for him. I do, you know, date and, you know, but it's just no matter what, it just seems like something always gets in the way and I just can't seem to go to another person. It's always him. And I don't know if like you said, I'm waiting for the bad stuff to happen and maybe it's not. Maybe the situation is going to turn out better than I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very important for you to remove the negative and keep and do not feel like get rid of that waiting for the shoe to drop, the other shoe to drop, because then that's putting up blocks for yourself, and and we want to open up the door for abundance.
Okay. Do you think that this this relationship could progress and turn out to be a positive one?
I'm feeling like it is. I feel like that I really get, I'm getting a strong feeling that it will be a very good progress if you release the negatives. That kind of a thing draws fear in. And
yes.
We don't want fear is negative, and we need to release the fear. The other side
okay.
of fear are blessings.
Okay, I got you.
So,
yeah, it's funny because I do I do the anxiety, everything like with my stomach. I think it's just been a lot. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I have the same thing. So it's very important that you focus on releasing the fear.
Okay, and just kind of open my heart, I guess.
Yes, mm-hmm. And bring in the abundance.
Yeah, I mean,
especially
you know, it's very difficult.
Have...
When there's a back
okay.
and forth, you know, you get so used to, okay, well, I just saw him, just had a great time. Now let me wait for the other shoe to drop.
Oh, no. You've got to release all of that, and
okay.
we're coming into a new moon now, and
okay.
New moon is set for new intentions, new directions.
Okay.
So let's just release all of this, and with this new moon, let's bring on all the positive.
Okay.
And I recommend. Something that Reverend Jay always recommends is to release that all onto the earth, and
okay.
and let's bring some divine light through, in a positive way.
Okay.
I would suggest a meditation.
I am definitely going to do that this evening.
That's very good advice, and we're going to put Reverend Jay on in just a second. I just want. Gemini to know that she's going to be the next caller in the queue. And it looks like we had another caller that just got dropped, but if they call back in, they'll be the next caller after Gemini. Reverend Jay, what can you tell our delightful caller this evening?
I got that you're very guarded, and it's probably because of how the relationship's gone so far with the back and forth. And I like absolutely what Susie said about it's a new moon and new intentions. It's a time for new intentions, and we're in a period of manifestation. So of our desires. So what I suggest for you is number one is to. Not think of the past anymore, because number one, when you think of the past, it brings it into the present, and when you're in the present, that brings it into the future. So you don't want to repeat.
Okay.
So
okay,
you need
true.
To just let go and cherish the moments of that were good, and you know, but don't bring them forward, because from now on forward is a new beginning of. What you want to desire and manifest in your relationship.
Okay.
I feel like the relationship's good. I think that it will be good for you. I feel like it actually is, you know, I think he's the guy, actually. I don't know how to get you over that hump, except that I think you're blocking a lot. And
okay.
And the reason why it's not, you know, even if you're subconsciously blocking and you're not coming out and you're being totally open and everything, what you think, you know, person to person, but you're in your mind, you're blocking. I don't have trust. I don't have, you know, I'm not worthy. I can't be validated because I don't see what he wants. Stop thinking
okay.
what he wants. Stop thinking what he wants. Start thinking what you want. How you want it to be, how romantic your life must be, how much, you know, he must honor you as a woman, how much you are validated by his affection. And as you open up, he will be able to feel the release of that block, because that is what actually I think is holding you guys back. I actually feel like, you know, he's of very much interest. The other thing is, if you know how he's comes forward and goes back, you want to stop that cycle. So
yes.
in your new beginning, it's going to be different, you know, and you have to just be honest, you know. You have to say, you know, I really value our relationship. I really find, you know, this fulfilling to me, and I want to take it to the next level. You know,
mm-hmm.
just be, you know, and I'm willing to be that vulnerable with you. I'm willing to actually let you know, you know, that I think we're right, and I want to know where you're coming from, and I want to know if you can validate my feelings. Don't be afraid to ask those questions, because they're real questions. And
well, I have kind of asked him those questions, and you know, he has said, you know, just, you know, let's take things, you know, one day at a time. Why can't we just enjoy, you know, each time we're together,
right,
instead of worrying ahead? So you definitely cleared that up for me. And then, like, I'll say to him, you know, I don't want us to be seeing anybody else. And he's like, there is nobody else I want to see. He goes, but if I'm going to, I'll tell you. And it kind of confuses me, because I'm like,
right, that's the wrong message. And so, and it's the wrong message to take it one day at a time, because, you know, you can take one day at a time with somebody that you're not committed to, but you cannot take a future with them into the future with somebody that you're not committed with. So you need to decide, you know, what is the commitment that you're looking for? And one day at a time is not okay now, because it's not working out. Yes, you enjoy the time together, and there's been no commitment, and we've stayed steadfast and strong. But the reality
is, that's why I don't know whether to walk away or not.
Well, don't walk away. Make new opportunity and make new situations so that you get your desired result. You know, be in a different position. Say, you know, I'm willing to move on to the next step now. We know we like each other. You already
mm-hmm.
know that, you know.
Right.
And his little shy or non-committal thing is, I think it's because of blocks that you're putting up. He just doesn't have the true essence of all your love. And and it's, like you said, it's because of past relationships or
mm-hmm.
but you can clear all of that, you know, in your meditation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Susie said, you can either put it directly into the ground and have Gaia or Mother Earth cleanse it and bring, you know, healing to it, or you can send it to God, and you can ask for it to be taken to the light so that you have no more fear that it's time, you know, that you are desirable of love, you are worthy of love, and you can do self-affirmations to make yourself really believe it, you know, because you're protected because you don't believe that you're worthy.
Okay,
so just really try to do those loving affirmations, even in the mirror, it helps. Some people like to do little code cards or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have that. I actually do that. I started doing it about a week or two ago.
The other thing, do you know what EFT tapping is?
No, what is that?
Well, you can look on the internet.
Okay.
It's a procedure, and I really think it works. You can take it as a class, or you can just kind of research it. What you do is you tap these meridian points, and as you tap the meridian point, it like takes your energy and it refocuses it so that it becomes ingrained into your being. I am worthy of someone to love me totally. I feel like you're going to have two children, you know, so, you know, I want children in my life. You know, I want a marriage and a foundation of strength, you know, or, you know, and you can tap those things into your essence. So that might be another thing that I felt for you.
I will definitely look into that, without a doubt.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the luck and happiness because you definitely deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Amen. Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you. I hope you feel like we were able to be of some help this evening.
Yes, you were. I'm going to just try to relax and, like you said, you know, release the old and the negative and the bad and mm-hmm. kind of open myself up. And I'm going to talk to him and, you know, maybe he'll tell me what his concerns are. He does have children, so I don't know. You know, I'm sure that plays a role in it. Mine are grown, so makes it a little different.
I agree with what everyone said tonight, and I also agree that open lines of communication is key and it's critical because sometimes we hide behind our fear and then we don't mm-hmm. confront what we need to confront. And if you don't do that, then you don't know what direction you're going in. And I've said this so many times before. It's like being in a lake and you're treading water, just keeping your head above water, and you don't know which direction to swim in to go to land because you really don't know what direction this relationship is going to go in. And there's only
right.
one way that you can find out, and that is open, clear, and concise communication. And just to shore up with Reverend Jay and what Reverend Susie just said, when you state your case with love, okay, and compassion and sincerity, that message will get perceived and delivered that way as well. So don't worry about how what you say is going to be received by him. It's going to be
okay.
received the right way as long as you put it out there with love, okay? That's the most important thing, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a wonderful
day.
Yes, Susie. Yes.
I have one more thing to share with Donna, if I may.
Sure.
You say he's got a couple of younger children, younger
yes.
than you. Very important to also be of some sort of support for him for that.
Oh, absolutely. He knows. I absolutely adore little children. I work with them. I'm around them all day, every day. He has, and he admires me. I know he respects me as the person I am. I think he's just having a hard time. I don't think he wants to pull me into his mess with the children's mother and the children.
Right.
And I think that might
well, just,
be why, he, you know, he's keeping me at a
distance.
Love
him. Yes, just love him and just on his end, just be a loving support for him with that.
I will.
Whatever's connected with his children. And that will speak volumes. It will mean just so much to him.
Okay, I will.
Thank
I will.
You.
Thank
Donna,
you very
God
much.
Bless you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You have a wonderful evening. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Does anyone have anything they want to add? I know the caller's still on the line listening.
I just think that it's really important for her to move forward. I did ask the angels about this relationship for her. They're absolutely saying that it is a go for her.
I got it with success too, and I did pick up on the children, but I didn't realize they were already his children.
They were already yes, but see that's the thing about a reading is that's why we always ask our people who are calling in or our clients when we get these messages, we are being given the message and to protect their privacy. Our angels, our spirit guides, are never going to give us absolutely everything because that infringes on their privacy. So they'll give us just enough so that we can express what they're telling us, and then they'll have to kind of guide us a little bit in what that means in regards to their personal life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really important. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller now. But if you'd like to get a reading, you can call into 323-679-0101. 0882. That's 323-679-0882. And the next caller is going to be Gemini. And then we are going to talk tonight about rose quartz and how rose quartz can not only free your heart from the pain of a broken relationship or of an unrequited love, it can also bring you love and romance and bring that special someone into your life as well. So we'll be talking about that right after we talk to Gemini, who is now, hopefully, live on the line with the Network of Christian Psychics. Welcome.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic.
Very well.
What's your first name, Gemini?
My name is Pamela.
Pamela, well, welcome to the show. What part of the country are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Oh, I love Louisiana. There's so many good things about Louisiana, let me tell you. Number one, I love Cajun food. Number two,
yeah.
I love everything about the character of Louisiana. It's just such a neat, neat thing. And what I would like to ask you is how we can help you tonight.
Well, I was calling because you mentioned y'all going to be talking about rose quartz. And
yes.
It's amazing that you say that because I have that. And I'm also into crystal therapy. So I've been working it out with my rose quartz and some other stones. So I'll be listening after you talk to me, especially about the stones.
Yay. Okay, great. We look forward to that. Now, what is your biggest – I know you have a couple of things that you're concerned about, but what's the thing that you're hoping to get resolved?
Well, for me, I know I'm still a work in progress because I've been really just trying to make sure I'm in alignment and focusing on making sure I hear from my higher self. I guess what I would like to know is as far as relationships, because I had a friendship I had to just kind of step away from because it was just too taxing to me. So what I'd like to know is what do you guys see for like maybe a future romantic partnership for me?
A future romantic partnership for you. Okay, I'm being told right now to go to Reverend Jay for this. Reverend Jay, what are your spirit guides sharing with you for Pamela?
Pamela, are you good at math?
I hope so.
Oh, I didn't, lots of people are not good at math. So you're good at calculating? Is that what it is? Or?
Well, I've been in finance for over 20 years, I guess.
Does
that make
okay.
sense? Okay.
I was just getting this big math problem, and I was like, what does that mean? She's good at math. That's where I am. So I,
well, I'm good in finance, but if you give me algebra and all that stuff, you lose me.
Well, I saw a math problem, and I was like, I didn't know what it meant. I just thought, she's good at math. So on the relationship thing, how does that relate to math? What were you going to be telling me? Can I ask you another question? Do you do energy work at all?
As far as for other people?
Well, even for yourself, do you do like healing energy work?
Yeah. Now, I was listening to you talk about the other quad EFT. I tried that. That don't resonate with my spirit, so I try something else. I do the crystal therapy. I place them on my body, and I go into meditation. I go out in nature. There's a chapel near my house. I love to go there where it's just quiet, and I meditate there.
Okay. I think what I got for you as far as a future new relationship, I'm not picking up on an actual relationship. I'm picking up on that because you have a really good sense of humor, which I don't know if you have a good sense of humor, but
yeah.
That's what I'm getting. You've got a good sense of humor, and that is what's going to trigger the next guy. And if you pursue the next person, and I'm not saying, stalk. I'm saying go out and try to find or be available. And if you go out fearlessly knowing that you're looking for your soulmate or a love that will last, the rest of your life, that you will find that person, and it's going to have – he's going to really like your humor or your sense of – and he's going to He might be spiritual because I picked up the three things that I really picked up really strong were was the three things I picked up really strong were that you're doing like healing or energy work. And I picked up that you really have a great sense of humor, and I picked up that you're really good at math or finance, obviously.
Finance, yeah.
Yeah, so, and the other thing was is just to honor yourself and know that, you know, you're worthy. And I'm sure that I didn't get a time or even a person, but I did get that you will meet that person, and it's going to have, you'll know because of how he enjoys your humor.
Okay.
I think that's going to be just keep that in the back of your mind when you're meeting people and, you know, you're in a group situation or whatever and you notice that somebody's really picking up on liking you and you're getting, you know, humorous with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is a hint that that person is very interested or the one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pass it on.
Very good. Okay, very good. Reverend Jay, that was some great advice. Reverend Susie B., do you have anything for our caller Pamela tonight?
Yes, I do. I've got new love coming in for her. Definitely a new love for her coming up. Have you met anybody that may have piqued your interest lately?
That's the thing. It's easy to meet them. It's just hard to pick them.
Well, is there anybody that you really thought, gee, maybe I, you know, maybe that one's got something going on that, you know, I may be interested in?
I haven't paid attention. I'm telling you, I'm on this thing working on myself so much, and I've met a lot of people because just within the last few weeks I've been going to a lot of events and I really haven't been paying any attention.
Okay, well, they're telling you to pay attention and that it is, and if you get a strong vibe of some interest there with someone, it is safe for you to explore that.
Okay.
And that's what's recommended for you because you've got love coming in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to actually talk to you a little bit here, Pamela, because I see a couple of different things. Do you travel with your job?
I have a home-based business.
Okay. All right. So you really don't have to travel at all for your job, correct?
I don't, but for you're right. I don't have to for my job, but for me personally, I'm planning a cruise for me and my children.
Ah, that because I am seeing the very next thing that's coming up is travel for you, and I'm thinking, I don't see how this is gonna. But let me give you a couple of things you need to know. Okay, I'm just gonna hit you with some stuff. All right.
Okay.
The first thing I'm seeing is that this trip is good for you. Actually, you're gonna sleep better on this cruise than you have ever slept in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know why. Do you have trouble sleeping?
Lately I have been with these energies that's been shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having a lot of insomnia, can't sleep, and then it's like, wow, I have to exercise or something to kind of get
Good.
Me, to balance me
Good.
Out.
And when you exercise, are you going out in nature to exercise or are you doing it at a gym?
No, I'm in nature. I have to walk the track and look at the trees and pray.
Good. You need to do that because your energy connects with nature. I mean, I see a direct line, like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I could say that to somebody else and they think I was really needing a psychiatrist. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know. You totally connect.
Yeah, you connect really strong with nature. And the thing that I'm getting is one of the problems that you have had in the past is that you felt like you have compromised in certain areas, and you no longer want to compromise. You're at a point in your life where you're saying, look, I have a lot to offer, but I don't want to compromise who I am and what I'm looking for. And the angels are kind of saying, that is absolutely correct. You do not have to compromise, so don't feel like you have to. Does this make sense to you?
It does. I you know what? I think I'm at a point right now because I'm 41. My children are grown, mm-hmm. and I have these friends. They're having children later than me, and they're trying to
right.
pull them in the circle of that mommy stuff, and that's wonderful. But that's not where I'm at. So I feel like for me to just
kind of.
Well, no,
because you had your kids when you were 7. How could your kids? God bless you. I applaud you. Good for you that you have them because, you know, you're very fortunate. Now, you're so young that you
yeah.
can embrace life at this young age, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
truly, 41 is quite young. And so here's the thing you need to know. Healthful eating, really critical. Exercising
mm-hmm.
in nature, really critical. But I see a healing's taking place within you. Something needed to heal. What is it that I'm looking at here? What are they showing me? Because they're showing me that this is something that's taken place in the last 4 to 6 months, a healing internally within you. What is that?
It's got to be my heart. It's got to be because I didn't realize how much bitterness I had been holding. And
mm-hmm.
for years, I'm
mm-hmm.
talking old wounds and scars.
Amen. And you know what's funny? You mentioned crystals, and we're going to talk about that in just a second here. But what I want to say to you is that this healing that's taken place and this new thought process that you've acquired, because that's kind of gone hand in hand with this healing thing you got going on, it's kind of like they're saying, continue to do this, and it will become autopilot for you, where it's not so hard. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's important because immediately after that, I see you getting married. Now, that's amazing to me because usually I see a buildup of a relationship, but I don't see that. I see the healing. I see continuing to do this so that it becomes second nature to you so you don't have to think because you have put certain practices into your life now on a daily basis that's filling your heart with joy, with love. You feel like you're floating where you never felt like you were floating before. Is this correct?
Yeah, I've been doing, you know what, and I'm not trying to take a lot of time because I know you have other callers.
No, take,
but,
it's okay.
But what I've been doing is I've been listening to the different shows on Blog Talk, and I had to make a decision that if I'm going to take full advantage of these different frequencies we have going on in 2012, I need to be a radical. I can't just be playing with this and
right.
playing with that. So what I've been doing is I've really been, whatever resonates, like crystals been resonating, and not just any crystals. I have some for love. I have some
right.
that balances my chakras, protects me
beautiful.
And my children. And I started
amen.
With that, And I had to get on the exercise part because my energy was moving slow.
Right.
I didn't know what they was talking about. I didn't know if I needed to dance more. I didn't know if I needed
mm-hmm.
to go to the gym. And I have a membership to the gym, but that's boring to me. So
right.
I had
that's
go
because
out
you thrive in nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You need nature.
I had to go out into nature, but what happened was I called another show one day, and it was an afternoon, like 1 o'clock, and then she was saying that I have a special gift that the angels speak to me often, and they speak to me when I'm around trees. And I had an aha moment. I was like, well, this is it. I need to go out into nature more. And ever since I've been doing this for the past month or two, my world has opened up tremendously.
That's why I said you connect a direct cord to nature. I see a direct, it's kind of like a two-sided power cord, you know, where you plug in. It plugs into you and you plug into it, and it's really strong, and it glows. And I'm telling you, some people connect to nature outside. Some people, when I say they have to, you know, go back to nature, it could mean for them going back to their inner self. It doesn't necessarily mean nature, but for you, I mean literally hugging
mm-hmm.
a tree, which I said earlier today on the show. And I know some people would think that's absolutely crazy, but until you've done it, or if you don't have that connection, you wouldn't understand it. Did you ever read the book, The Celestine Prophecy?
I've seen the clips of it on YouTube. I see.
Okay.
It's like broken down. The movie is broken down, but I've seen most of it.
Phenomenal book. I can't explain why, but I am being told to tell you about this book. Get that book and read that book.
Okay.
It will elevate you immediately to the next level. Read that book. You will get it.
Now, let me ask you about the marriage thing, because that's been coming up a lot lately. When I ask about it, a lot of people interpret it as my energies are marrying themselves or something. And it got so confusing, I even stopped asking about it. But it's amazing.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's amazing that you say get married, because I see where I'm getting married, but I don't see the groom. And I see a lot of different things that show me that I am going to get married. So that's what you're picking up?
Yes, I am. I'm picking up that as soon as you embrace this new life to the point where it just becomes autopilot for you, like you don't have to think how to think positive. You don't have to think how to be manifesting on a daily basis. You don't have to think about which crystal. You just know, grab this crystal, take your open palm of your hand and go over your crystals. Whichever one feels extremely energetic to you that day is the one you're supposed to be working with. Once that becomes second nature to you, then the marriage thing, like that. That's what I see. And that quick, too. So you will meet and marry somebody very quickly who is of like mind, is what I'm being told.
Okay.
Who is of like mind. Okay. So that's really critical for you, because that's going to happen, bam, like that. And it's, I know one of the things you've done, you make full use of Blog Talk Radio, you make full use of speaking to advisors. There's nothing wrong with that, but I say this all the time, and people think, well, this lady must be crazy because this is what they all do for a living. But the reality is this. Never, when you start what I call serial dialing psychics, what happens is after a while, the angels are there to give you information, but they completely turn it off when you've overdone it. And I mean this.
Exactly.
They're not sending any more
exactly.
messages, right? So
right.
I don't know what messages those folks are giving you, but after a while, it's like having a lot of people buy angel cords, which I highly recommend. Because when you're trying to tune in, it's great to have that focus. So if somebody's new at reading, angel cards are a wonderful way to do that. Durin Virtual has some wonderful ones. But, if you read those cards and you do it two or three times and you get a certain answer, but you don't like that answer, you start doing it 5, 6, 7, 10 times, all of a sudden the answers are all over the board. And the angels do that on purpose because, frankly, they're trying to let you know, look, just because you haven't gotten the answer you wanted doesn't make the answer change. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So find somebody that you're comfortable reading with and stick with that person, whoever that person may be, because the serial dialing is going to confuse you and twist you up like a pretzel.
And the crazy part is a lot of times there might be something dealing with something totally irrelevant, but then they give you extra information like, oh, and by the way, and it's like, okay, I didn't even ask for this, and then it's conflicting, and you're right, so I learned my lesson from that.
Yeah, exactly. Find somebody that you're comfortable with, who you feel is on the money, and I'm going to tell you, none of us are 100%. That's one of the things I was speaking of earlier. Our angels are going to show us, or our spirit guides, a certain amount of information. But for your privacy and everyone's privacy, they're just not going to show you the entire thing. And nor should we know the entire thing. We give you whatever information they pass along to us so that you can put the picture together and utilize it for your best needs. So sometimes, when Reverend Jay comes up with something and gives it to you, or Reverend Susie, you know what that means to you, but it may not mean anything to us. Like, there are times I'm going to get, for instance, like right now, lilacs. Don't know why I'm getting lilacs. Don't have any idea what that means, but it might mean something to you. And if it does, there's a reason for it. You've got to figure out why this person's coming across showing me lilacs.
Goodness.
Did you have somebody...
I don't even know what a lilac is.
I don't either.
I
think Reverend Jay does, because he's a master landscaper, so he would know. I think it's a small, very small petaled purple flower, isn't it, Reverend Jay?
It's a very fragrant flower. It has a lovely fragrance, and it grows in, they can be lilac trees or they can be lilac bushes. It's better to have bushes, because then you can cut the lilacs off and they make wonderful, wonderful table arrangements, and the smell is incredible. Most people that smell lilacs, they're very drawn to owning a bush.
Okay. All right.
Well, that might be
now,
a point.
Do you know?
Interesting.
Yes, maybe it's, but actually I'm getting this from somebody on the other side. And I don't know if you're comfortable with having a visit from somebody on the other side, but I've got somebody coming across, and it's an elderly woman, and
okay.
She is smelling of the scent of lilacs. And I don't know who that is to you, but I'm getting somebody who is maternal in nature, but I don't believe a mother. It might have been a great-great-grandmother or a grandmother, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you knew her.
Yeah,
okay,
I think it's my grandmother because she comes up a lot.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure she does. And the lilacs is part of it. And was she a very religious woman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was the kind of lady mm-hmm. that every Sunday she was in church.
Oh, yeah, because she has this very strong, and I know this is going to sound weird, but sometimes her neck is so strong. Does that
mm-hmm.
sound odd? it's so strong. I am seeing, you know, down her neck where the left and the right side is very pronounced to me, like she's just standing tall and proud and straight, and she's showing that to me. Was she a smaller woman in size?
Yeah, because I'm 5'5". My grandmother might have been 4'11", 5 feet tall.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Because, you know, I didn't want to say she – at first, you know, she could come off as – if you didn't see her age – if I wasn't sensing her age, she could have come off as a younger teen, you know. But I sensed her age. So she's not very tall in stature, but boy, she was strong. And she did this thing, and tell me if this is right, where she pushed her bottom jaw out. Does that make sense? I know you're probably thinking
that. No. I mean, she comes through a lot because she's been in my dreams an awful lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma was comical, and being from Louisiana, she wore, I mean, I don't know, the women, when I was growing up, by the time we were born, they all had false teeth, so that's
I was just going to say, yes, that's it, exactly, so the that's exactly what I'm getting. Well, you know, the bottom jaw goes out because the front
uh-huh.
teeth aren't in, you
uh-huh.
know what I'm talking about, okay, that is her, so she's letting you know, she's telling you, stay on this journey. She's
and
saying,
you know, she
stay
was,
on this journey.
Let me ask you this, and then maybe you can see if it resonates. Now, she
yeah.
was also in my dream, and she was also giving me a message about marriage as well. And it had
mm-hmm.
someone in the background. I couldn't see his face, but someone was in the background. I don't know if she was trying to give me a message letting me know that he was going to be the one I was going to marry or what. Can you?
Was he wearing a suit? Was he wearing a suit? A double-breasted suit with the suit jacket open?
I couldn't see him. He was behind a counter. But it was like I
okay.
felt his presence, but I couldn't see his face.
Okay. She was letting you know a man is coming. That will happen for your future. That's coming into your life. And you're going to own it so you don't have to worry about it. But
okay.
it's really critical that you stay on this journey. But she's saying you don't have to take this journey alone. She's saying enhance it, and I think what she means by that, and let me just connect with her a minute, make sure I'm getting this right. Yeah, she's basically saying, you know, you've been doing a lot of stuff, but you've been doing it all as a single.
Mm-hmm.
There are opportunities for you to do it with other people. I don't,
okay.
that sounds weird, opportunities for you to do it with other people. I mean,
okay.
expand your spiritual journey. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's exactly what I get, because that's how she was in life. I mean, she was solo.
Mm-hmm.
She took care of us, but at the same time, too, she belonged to other organizations. Like,
right.
She played mm-hmm. cards. She was involved in church. Different things. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, and she's saying you have to do it. And she used to make something with her hands that was donated. With a group of other people, they used to make something. I can't see what it is, but I see her having it in her hands. She used to make something that used to get donated to one of the things they used, one of the causes she was involved in. And it happened once a year with this particular thing, and I don't know what it is, but she's showing me that, and I guarantee you, before the night's over, you'll know exactly what it is, because it's
okay.
going to pop into your head.
Okay.
But
okay.
She's letting me know that you need to do the same. She's saying, do similar. So that's
okay.
what you need to do. Okay? And she's already backing off now. She's already backing off. Because it takes a lot of energy for them to come across like that. But she's letting you, and she's saying you should have known that smell, that lilac smell. She said you should have known it.
Oh, goodness.
Is that true? Maybe it was a scent that she wore.
You know what? My grandma was so old school. She used to wear Avon perfume. And I'm just thinking about which one she used to wear. And it was so strong. I'm going to have to go back into my collection and just remember which one.
Do that because she's saying you should have known. But she's not criticizing. She's doing it with love.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
all right, Gemini.
So
I hope
glad
this has been helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad you did, too. Do any of our readers have any other thing that they want to add before Pamela hangs up tonight?
I think you said it all.
Okay. which is Reverend Jay's way of saying I've said too much. Okay. Listen, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Well, we are also going to – I've got Mary Lou, who's on hold, who's going to be our next caller. But I just want to briefly talk a little bit about rose quartz. And the reason why I want to talk about rose quartz is because, number one, it's one of my favorite stones. Amethyst is actually my favorite, but it's my second to favorite one. But it also symbolizes a pink rose. And the reason why we use rose quartz is because it helps bring true beauty to its fullest potential. Rose quartz helps to increase self-love with a pink gentle energy that is truly unconditional love. And when we can love ourselves unconditionally, we begin to open our hearts to love others as well and for others to love us. Rose quartz, a lot of people say, you know, they're passionate about rose quartz. And it's a word they use to describe rose quartz because passionate is one of the things it brings out in us. So rose quartz is considered the stone of love. And it's got a lot of healing benefits. As a matter of fact, more than maybe most any other stone, it's a soft, kind of gentle energy that can help heal relationships. When I do crystal healing, we do this over the phone or in the office, but when I do crystal healing, for people who are maybe going through a difficult time in their relationships, or they need to bring more love into their life, or maybe raise a person's level of self-worth and self-esteem by increasing their own self-love, this pink energy from rose quartz can really penetrate deep into the heart chakra and heal the heart and manners of the heart on so many different levels. So I know that rose quartz can also help to ease heartache and relieve stress. I had one particular client I'll never forget out in California who was going through a really, really difficult time with a husband who had walked out. And she just was in so much pain, and she wanted that relationship to work. And he was not coming back, unfortunately, but her pain was so great. And anyone who's lost a great love and doesn't understand and can't come to terms with it and their self-esteem has been so beaten up. So I did, I worked with her, and it was so amazing. I remember it was 11 p.m. at night, and I worked with her doing a rose quartz healing. And the most amazing thing is the next day she called me back. She said, I know he's not coming back, but for some reason it doesn't seem to matter as much anymore. And to me, that's what rose quartz can do. That's one of the things. So sometimes rose quartz will heal when we know that that love can't happen because we can't control other people's decisions. What we can do, though, is open ourselves up to love. And so the neat thing about it, too, is it will open your heart up so that you're more able not only to give love but to receive love. And then you can begin to love and honor yourself even more, which is important because through something like that situation, devastation. But what about people who are looking for love? Love is the very fabric of the universe and probably the most important thing to me in this entire world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, true love begins with self-love, and I keep saying that, okay? So in order to have success with loving yourself and getting others to be attracted to you and to love you and to see you the way you have to see yourself, which is absolute true love, you need to love yourself, and you can establish that and have that happen with rose quartz. And there's lots of different ways you can do that, But you, always having rose quartz present in your life, you can increase the energy by doing a combination crystal healing, chakra healing, using rose quartz and quartz points that go around the rose quartz placed on the heart. Or if you're doing a long-distance healing, it's done from that location. But the healing can still take place. It's amazing how it can open up your heart. It's kind of like, you know that magnetism thing? Like sometimes we all have those friends where guys are just drawn to them, and we don't know why. Right?
Yeah.
Have you,
oh, yeah.
Jessica, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Susie, Reverend Jay, have you ever seen that?
I have. The other thing with rose quartz is if you sleep with it under your pillow, it can trigger dreams of the person that you love.
That's absolutely true, and I have a feeling that Pamela does that. As a matter of fact, I already know she does. You could put it under your pillow, or I've also, you know, said you could put it on your end table, right? And I don't know if you know this, but rose quartz also has a pretty long history as being known as the fertility stone, and it actually helps people use that as almost an elixir. So they will make a special process for their rose quartz where they actually put it in water and let it sit for usually a couple of hours to several days, and then you drink the water, creating almost an elixir with that. And it's supposed to actually help with fertility. Here's the thing, though. It can bring love. It can help you heal from a love. It can help bring clarity to your heart regarding love. But as with all crystals, and this needs to be said, you have to make sure you know how to cleanse them. Now, I'm going to ask whether Susie, Reverend Susie, or Reverend Jay, and even Jessica, do you know how to cleanse crystals?
No.
Yeah. Well,
Jay,
I don't.
Okay, you do. Okay. Cleansing crystals is important, right?
Yes, and there's a number of ways that you can do it, and a number of people tell different techniques, but you can charge your crystals and cleanse them just by putting them out in the daylight and then letting them go through a full moon and then taking them back up when it's daylight. They need a little bit of the daylight from the day through the night, and then the next morning, you know, once they're in daylight again, you can bring them in and they'll be cleansed. You can cleanse them with salt water, but a lot of times people say don't do it with salt water because the soft crystals, it can pit them. And I've heard people say that it's because of the intention that you can just clean them with soapy water. I don't know about that. I've used salt water on most of my crystals, and almost always if there's a full moon, I love to recharge them or cleanse them. Mm-hmm. And some crystals don't even need re-cleansing. Some maintain, like I'm trying to think what crystal I'm talking about.
Amethyst is one of them.
It maintains its fertility or its fertility.
You can take a large piece of amethyst, and then in that piece of amethyst you can cleanse your quartz points, your citrine, and a lot of your other, if you have a large enough piece. I do that with my chakra stick. I use an angel pendulum that's with quartz and a beautiful angel on the end. You put it on, you touch it into the amethyst. A lot of times when you go to these gem and mineral shops, when you purchase something, they will lay it the inside of an amethyst crystal just to cleanse it before they sell it to you, which is kind of a neat thing. But that's one of the things that ways that you can cleanse it. But you're absolutely right. I would say stay away from salt, anything with salt, because I've heard the same thing. It can pit it. You know, crystals, when you buy them, you should cleanse them, plain and simple. I always say at least run them under water, okay? You can use almost a makeup brush if it's been sitting out and you want to get some of the dust off. Use a makeup brush, you know, just like you would use mm-hmm. to put on, you know, your makeup. And Target, by the way, has great inexpensive $1 brushes yep. that are fabulous for that. And you can brush them off. You know, if you're using your crystals the way you're supposed to, they should be out in the open for people to gain access to them, see them, for you to get the energy from them. So you're right, Jay. I also believe in letting the crystals get sunshine. And whenever there's a full moon, I'm a big one for collecting all my crystals, except my crystal quartz points that are all around, you know, my different buildings. I put them all out in the full moon. And then the next day I let them in the sun, and then I know they are supercharged. But you always want to make sure you cleanse a crystal. And this is the thing. Crystals, you know, some people say, well, I want to cleanse it from any negative energy. No. You really just want to cleanse it of any of its energy. You want any energy that was connected to it to be dissipated so that it only has the energy that needs to be connected to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that's really important. You know, when you're working with crystals, people always say, oh, well, I've got to cleanse it. And I, you know, crystals will naturally pick up energy from whatever environment they're in. Any and whether you're using sunlight or running water to kind of remove surplus energy that the crystal may have, you know, absorbed, it doesn't really matter. It's just absorbed energy, whether it's good or bad, is really no difference. Energy is simply energy. And so you want to make sure that when you're removing the dust and you're doing the cleansing method, that you're getting a charged crystal free of any energy, good or bad, that it may have picked up along the way. But leaving it in the moonlight is great. A lot of people like to sage their crystals. A lot of people like to put it under running water. Some people actually bury their crystals in the earth and leave it there for 1 to 2 weeks or moon cycles. I think that I have never done that. Have you, Jay?
I didn't, but one thing I will tell you is I too sleep with crystals underneath my pillow, and I sleep with a set of what they would consider chakra crystals, because
right.
Most of them are what I relate to chakra healing. And I can tell you that I put them all in a big bunch, and sometimes in the morning I wake up with one crystal in one hand and one crystal in another hand. And you know what I've been working on all night, you know, and
right.
It really is. They're all in a cluster, so you know it's very unusual. You know, it's more than coincidental that you're pulling a crystal and you know you're waking up with it, especially when
right.
none of the other ones are disturbed or, you know, it's just. I think it's really a interesting thing if people haven't tried it and they have, you know, like a set of chakra crystals or. Even choose your favorite crystals. Like you said, I don't use rose quartz for chakra. But I can use it with my chakra stones. So,
right.
Because that adds that compassion and that Christ consciousness is my understanding of the rose quartz. So, yeah, it's a really powerful way to connect and get messages and to work with the other side.
Absolutely. I agree. It's pretty neat. And by the way, you know, there was a caller earlier today. I recommended to bury the statue of Jesus upside down. I know that seems silly, but it's always worked for me. And I also recommended putting the amethyst in the house. But also, believe it or not, I want to mention this. Citrine is also a good one to put in the hallway or the living room or your home if you're trying to sell your home. I don't know why, but it does seem to attract buyers. It's weird. We can't really explain why and how crystals work, but they simply do. There's a lot of reasons why they work, and it has to do with, and this is one of the things that I don't know if you've ever studied them to the point, Jay, where you understand, like, how does a crystal work? Like, what makes it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, part of it is intention, you know, and as you, you know, one thing that I do know is, like, some crystals, sometimes you can pick up a crystal and it can make you feel sad or it can make you feel angry.
Right.
And the reason why is because that is where your clearing needs to be. And
right.
So don't just discard that crystal. What you do is you take that crystal and its message, and then you fortify yourself for healing of that, you know. And
right.
And so you know,
a focusing of energy. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's all really intention and noticing what the crystal is saying.
That's I agree 100%. There's they say that there's two kind of scientific explanations. One's called like piezo. I think I'm pronouncing it correct. Piezoelectric, and one is pyroelectric. And one offers the ability to generate a voltage in response to mechanical stress, and the other one is the ability of crystals to generate an electrical potential in response to, like, temperature changes. And so I think that is the scientific, you know, that's not the pseudoscientific way. That is the actual scientific response of crystals. But the truth is, you know, crystals do work, and they work for so many people. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said the intention is what it's all about. It's also manifesting, isn't it?
Definitely. We should get to our last caller.
Let's do that real quick right now, because she's been sitting there waiting. And I'm going to say welcome to Mary Lou.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in tonight. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Orleans, and I talked to you like a year ago. You gave me a private reading.
Wow, wonderful. Okay. That's good, I think.
It was a great reading. That's because I,
wonderful.
I think I heard. So do I have to have a question, or can I just be open to anything from Spirit?
Well, it's easier if you have a question, because then we can kind of focus on that one question. And because, unfortunately, you're calling towards the – we got to you towards the end of the show, which is because we've been kind of busy tonight. But it might be easier if you give us one question that we can focus on.
Okay. Do you see any good developments coming up in business?
Good developments in business. I'm focusing, and I'm asking my angels, and they're sending me to Reverend Susie B. Reverend Susie B., what do you see for Mary Lou in that area?
Actually, I'm getting the message time out. Mary Lou, you've been busy, so busy taking care of everyone else's needs, and now it's time to take care of yourself. That's what I'm getting. Do you see that?
Yes. But, I mean, taking care of myself as in, I hope I can get some business.
But you're right. That may be exactly where you need to focus on, is how, you know, taking care of yourself and drawing that into yourself.
Okay.
And start focusing on yourself and your needs and what you need to draw that in. Absolutely getting that for you, and get yourself in balance and start giving back to yourself.
Okay.
Very good, Reverend Susie. Okay. And Reverend Jay, what are you seeing from Mary Lou this evening?
Well, first thing, when she said about business, and since we're talking about crystals, cinnabar, or the blood dragon, I think it's called, is the crystal for business. So I don't know if you have any of that, but that might be something that you want to get and just start carrying it in your pocket, or, you know, I don't, if you have a satchel or whatever, you just put it on your body and use it to focus on business. And I have an angel that's coming through, but, you know, I don't know how to say the name. It's I see like it's R-O-G-E-L, Rogel, Rogel. And he's like, he's saying that he's for the underdog, and I don't know if you're, and I'm getting that God is in charge. So I feel like you might be in a, difficult situation now. God is in charge, and something about if you use your imagination, you can change the situation around. There's something that you know that can help. I don't know, We're really in a time. I'm just going to tell you some stuff that this isn't coming from the angels, but stuff that's really relevant in my life right now as far as knowledge, and that's that we're in a transitional time, a period right now, and Dr. Jenny referred to it as the age of Aquarius that's coming. I've heard it called the golden age, and in this time of transition that we're in right now is a really big time for manifestation, and I'm getting really big chills telling you this, so it's really important that you hear it, that your manifestations are all possible, and that you have to let go of the underdog, that you're the underdog, or that there's competition or whatever it is, because there's not really competition. There's 7 billion people. There's just people that need, you know, whatever you're offering. So,
it's 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
My clock talks. My computer tells the time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that was the loudest angel ever.
His name's Alex.
I was like, I'm out of time. There's more coming through. Hold on, I'm really hot right now, and I want to finish this. I really am really hot, so I feel like you need to hear this. Pray, use prayer, okay? And know that God wills you perfect happiness. He wills that for you. And therefore, the truth is that all that you desire is yours. You have to own it. And you have to not buy into lack. And so, and believe in this time of manifestation. You'll go, I think I heard that November 13th will be the breaking point of hardship or of the turmoil or the transition period. We will go into a time of smooth release. So it probably seems far away, but if you I keep getting, use your imagination that you have some trick or something that you're not addressing or something that you haven't thought of yet that will help you. And I hope that resonates with you, and I'll pass it on.
Can I ask a question there?
Sure.
Please
sure.
Do.
I work in the arts, but I did something totally out of character for myself today, and I worked on writing a book. And then I thought, oh, my God, what am I doing? I have things to do. I'm wasting my time.
Well, I'm telling you this, that, you know, every hair on my arm stood up when you said that. So I, as much as you think you're wasting your time, I don't think that's a waste of time. I think it's an amazing endeavor, and I think that it is, I don't know, it's that might be the key using the imagination thing, because like three times heard them say imagination or imagination needs to, will give her the solution, you know, and or the answer. So I honestly, I can't even tell you how much when you said that, it, like the back of my neck, but really every hair on my arm stood up.
I agree with Reverend Jay, and I'm gonna say I feel and sense the same thing. Like I'm getting a yes, like off the charts, like unbelievably, like yes, success is coming. And what he was saying, the angel he's referring to, and the way they say to pronounce that, by the way, Reverend Jay, because I know that angel, is and this is the way I've been told, it's Raguel, which sounds unusual, but that's the way it's supposed to, or I've been told you're supposed to say it.
And I agree with him. The Cinnabar Stone is considered the merchant stone, and it enhances wealth and financial pursuits. So it's a good idea to get one of those. They're, I mean, very inexpensive. You're somewhere in centrally located because your computer said it was 9 p.m. So so I'm assuming you're not too far from it. You can get that. They have it in West Texas and in Mexico, but you can buy it from almost any gem and mineral shop for like $2. And it's called Cinnabar, and it's a great stone for you to have. And I do see financial success. I see a huge change coming in November as well. So hold on, and do not be afraid to go after your creative pursuits. And that means writing a book. That means writing a book. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, people don't realize that when we have something within us that we don't let it out, when we don't let it out, it affects us negatively in another way. It's kind of like having to expel air and having no way to expel it. So you need to expel that creativity, because that will bring more creativity into your life, and maybe in a different way, but that's not for you to know right now. Go ahead and embrace that creativity and do it.
Okay. And then my next question is, I have several books on my plate, and they're all completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where to put the energy. The small kids book, the art book, yeah, or a past life thing, then that's three different subject matters. Complete.
Mine goes to past life. Where does yours go, Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie?
Huh. Mine went to past life, too. But,
there you
but
go. Okay.
Art.
Mine went to children's books.
Okay, I guess I need to put the children's book out first because it's easiest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's the easiest way to go, but I can tell you mine went to past life immediately. And I hate to do this, but our show's timed out at this point, so we're going to lose the connection here.
Okay.
So I apologize for that. But Mary Lou, I would love for you to call in again. Feel free to call in next week, and we'll be able to do this, because it's just unfortunately we caught you at the end of the show. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Has this been helpful?
You know, it has really been. And I also wanted to say that when you were talking about the stone, I'm not into stones, but my children are obsessed with them. So I take them to the jewelry store, and I happen to have been holding rose quartz at my desk, because when I was buying them all their little stones, I got one for myself. So I've been holding it all week, and it was rose quartz. As you know, I'm having a bad day at work. I'm just rubbing my at non-work.
Yes.
I'm rubbing my rose quartz. And and so when you were talking about clearing your stones, my 8-year-old fell in love with this huge stick of selenite, and she uses it to clear her stones. And she knows all about it because she saw the selenite, and she picked it up, and she felt it. And now everyone that comes into our house, she hands them the selenite and asks them if they can feel it too.
Isn't that amazing?
And then she
puts
on it. She puts all of her stones on it and clears them. And then if anyone's sick, she runs around and gives them the right stone for their illness.
You've got a natural-born healer there. You realize that.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's more than cute. It's pretty phenomenal, the energy she possesses. So that is awesome. God bless. I'd love to chat with you more. Please call in again, maybe even next week. I'd love to talk to you more, not only about the crystals, but about your pursuits for the future, because they're all very good and very positive. Okay, Mary Lou?
All right. I'll keep holding in there then. Thanks.
Please do. Call like 10 minutes before the show. You're sure to get on, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling. Reverend Jay, Reverend Susie, I want to thank you both for tonight. You did a wonderful job, both of you. You put your heart and souls into this, and I really appreciate it. Jessica, I want to thank you for coming tonight and helping out with the technical issues and getting the phone systems working
tonight.
It was
a pleasure.
Well. Well, thank you. Everybody, I want everyone to have a wonderful night. We'll see you all next Sunday night, same time, 8 p.m. God bless and take care.
What's better than chocolate? The network of Christian psychics, where our spiritual advisors connect with the angels to provide you with the answers that can make your life easier and more fulfilling. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.